Passengers on flights bound for the U.S. face tougher scrutiny starting now. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Beginning today, travelers flying to the U.S. may want to get to the airport earlier still. Restrictions on electronic devices coming from some countries have been rolled back, but as of today, the U.S. is starting tighter security screenings in general. Marketplace's Rima Cray says just what this means for travelers is still unclear.
The new TSA rules apply to every single flight coming into the U.S., about 2,000 a day.
Apparently, passengers are going to be asked a series of questions. Airlines saying, you know, that might be in the form of a questionnaire, might be in the form of an interview.
Seth Kaplan is an analyst with Airline Weekly. He says all the specifics are not clear, but domestic passengers are already facing heavier screenings of their electronics. Now, global airlines, including Air France, Lufthansa, and Egypt Air, say they'll start tighter measures today.
Airlines always take the position that, hey, if it's really going to make people safer, we're all for that.
Asian airlines do plan to comply, but their association says it wants to be sure any changes coming from a single government is based on actual risk. And in this case, airlines did not get a heads up on a specific threat, says airline consultant Robert Mann.
The administration makes these changes with minimal, if any, airline consultation, and then expects airlines to simply, you know, snap to it.
Because we're in an off-peak travel season right now, Mann says airlines will have time to adjust before the holiday mania begins. I'm Rima Kreis from Marketplace.
One of the reasons that corporate profits have been running high and the U.S. stock market remains in a bullish mode is the rising fortunes of Europe. Today, the European Central Bank could announce that Europe is strong enough for the bank to issue a timetable for rolling back its economic stimulus system. It's been buying bonds like mad to hold interest rates down, but the taper is coming. Here's the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
There is no question that the Eurozone recovery has significantly gathered strength. We're now looking at a figure of 2.3% growth from a year earlier. That's significant improvement. And we've seen unemployment come down quite a long way from the highs, although it is still pretty uncomfortable. We have an average figure across the Eurozone at 9.1%. So, yes, improvement, but still further to go.
And then along comes the central bank saying we might want to have higher interest rates that will drive up the euro. And that's going to be a little bit difficult in places like Greece and Spain to stomach.
Yes, of course. Those countries you mentioned welcomed the additional stimulus their economies have had. In Northern Europe, in particular in Germany, many people will be breathing a bit of a sigh of relief at the thought that the end of this experiment might at last be in sight. Some in Germany were worried that there'd be a great surge in inflation. Well, inflation has indeed come up off from the very low levels that it was when this program started, but we're still looking at a figure of only 1.5%, which is still below the ECB's target.
Yes, I think low by almost any measure. The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Let's check the current markets. The 100-share index in London is up 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up slightly. U.S. interest rates, after sharp increases, are down some today. The 10-year yield down at 2.42%. U.S. oil and gas companies were very excited 3 years ago when Mexico opened its energy markets to foreign companies for the first time in 75 years. But there are growing concerns about the amount of oil and gas that thieves steal from pipelines in Mexico, $1.7 billion worth last year. Lauren Matalon in Veracruz has the story.
Gasoline moves through large pipelines in Veracruz, Mexico's Grand Central Station for oil refineries. But there's a problem. A major red flag for U.S. investors, energy theft. Mexico's mantra is energy infrastructure is secure. Some Mexicans don't buy that. They sell stolen gas in hidden places, says taxi driver Jose Avina, but everyone knows where to find them, he says, of the huachicoleros, the pipeline thieves. These days, songs celebrate huachicoleros as Robin Hood-like figures fighting higher prices at the pump. Prices rose when government subsidies ended, part of Mexico's energy reform. But Avina says it's organized crime and everyone knows it. In the last few years, at least 120 workers at the state-owned oil company Pemex have been arrested for sharing inside information about pipelines. Here's Jorge Piñon, former head of Amoco Oil, Latin America.
You and I cannot go out and start looking for a pipeline and tap that pipeline. You have to know where it is and at the right place in which to do it.
Deadly explosions, environmental damage, violence, all are part of the mix.
¿Y cómo se oferta una reforma con esos personajes ahí?
How can we reform our energy sector when shady actors on both sides of the law are involved, asks Miguel Arturo Flores, a leader of the Oil Workers Union. For U.S. investors, words like that mean market uncertainty. Tony Payan heads the Mexico Center at Rice University in Houston.
It's not just security that is the ability of companies to protect their pipelines, but also to protect their personnel from kidnapping and from being robbed and assaulted.
U.S. companies like ExxonMobil are opening branded gas stations in Mexico. But Payan says smaller companies like drillers and seismic surveyors are waiting before committing their capital. In Veracruz, Mexico, I'm Lorne Matalon for Marketplace.
And one peculiarity of the U.S. tax system, Americans living abroad still have to pay U.S. taxes, which means Americans can be taxed there and taxed here at the same time. It's taxes, so the rules are, of course, complicated, but about the first $100,000 of income from foreign sources is often exempt from U.S. tax for people working in a foreign country. But here's the news. Today, the Financial Times is reporting that Republicans in Congress are looking at switching to the more common system of taxing a person based on where they live, not their citizenship. The FT cites the powerful House Ways and Means Chair, Kevin Brady. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.